This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday Ukrainian forces are preparing for new Russian attacks in the east of the country as Moscow builds up its troops there after suffering setbacks near the capital of Kyiv. Russia's invasion of its neighbor, now in its fifth week, has driven around a quarter of Ukrainians from their homes and brought tensions between Russia and the West to their worst point since the Cold War. At peace talks this week in Istanbul, Russia said it would curtail operations near Kyiv and the northern city of Chernihiv to build trust. But Ukraine and its Western allies, including the United States, dismissed Russia's pledge as a ploy to stem its losses and prepare for other attacks. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to tap the nation's oil reserve to control gas prices. AP correspondent Mike Garcia reports.
President Joe Biden plans to order the release of up to 1 million barrels of oil per day from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve to blunt the spike in energy prices, according to a person familiar with the decision. Official announcement could come as soon as Thursday. How long the Strategic Reserve would be tapped has not been finalized, but it could last for several months, according to the person who spoke on condition of anonymity. Biden's approval ratings have plunged as inflation reached a 40-year high in February, and the cost of petroleum and gasoline shot up after Russia invaded Ukraine. Mike Garcia, Washington.
Congo's M23 rebel group denied on Wednesday it shot down a United Nations helicopter that crashed in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, killing 8 UN peacekeepers on board. A rebel spokesman accused Congo's army of firing on the helicopter. Congo's military had earlier blamed M23 for the crash. The UN mission in